This is going out to the whole wide west side. Know what I'm saying? Yeah. Break it down for me. Steady mopping. Rock.
Welcome back.
We're back.
Yep. It's part two. Part two. The remix. Chicka. The remix of Sports on Tap Northwest. And guess what? Like we said last time, it's part two of the first podcast. So it's the same night.
Yes.
But it's the second session.
We're doing our 1-2 thing.
Our 1-2 punch, if you will. Our combo.
1-2, 1-2. Check, check.
Check, check. And the first one was sports erring on the side of a little bit of pop culture.
With a dash of Mio-flavored pop culture.
Exactly.
If you will.
And now this one is mostly pop culture.
My specialty.
Dashed with a little bit of Mio sports.
Ooh-wee, I like it. What's first on the agenda, baby?
Well,
I think I know.
I think we're just talking about pop culture in general, and I think what we really want to talk about is our favorite show on television.
Which is a mix of sports and pop culture, really.
When you really think about it.
When you boil it down to its essentials.
And that is the Challenge.
The Challenge, a.k.a. the MTV's Real World Road Rules Challenge, but not really Road Rules
anymore. Well, it is. No, I get it. It is because it's a reality game show, a.k.a. Survivor, for a bunch of drunk idiots.
Who like to get with each other. Who are
exactly.
Most are pretty attractive people.
It's the mix between Big Brother, Survivor, and college kids who are older than college.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's addicting.
It's pretty sweet.
It's beyond addicting.
Well, I don't watch Survivor or Big Brother, but it's addicting.
Neither do I.
Okay.
But it sounds like that's a good mesh of the two.
It sounds like it. Well, I'd like to say a few things about the challenge.
Bring it.
I think this is probably around the 17th or 18th challenge, and I'm proud to say that I've seen them all.
Ditto.
And there's some pretty heavy, some alumni that are heavy hitters this year.
I agree.
Just a couple notes, just right off the bat. Wes, the redhead guy.
Yes.
He's a little bit skinnier than he has in the past. I think it comes as simple as he's a little bit skinnier because he knows that he could maybe get to the final this season, which is always, if time tells, repeats
endurance.
Itself. It's an endurance challenge.
It is endurance.
So he stopped pumping and he started running.
Well, you know, Wes has always been one of my favorites. Of course, he's been kind of a jerk a lot of the ways, but early on, he was a favorite.
Yeah.
And then he kind of made himself worse and worse and worse. No, I'm talking about when it was Fresh Meat, when he had that chick when he was with Fresh Meat. Anyway, people might not necessarily know this, but he was a favorite. I like that he's now paired with CT. I think that's a great pairing. CT's my fave because he's freaking crazy.
It's crazy.
And he kind of just does what he wants. But
he's never won a challenge.
I'm sorry, as a guy, he says how it is. He does what he says, and he's not apologetic about it because he lets you know what he's done and what he will do. And if you're going to be upset about it, well, guess what? He let you know. So
true.
I'm sorry, DM. I'm sorry.
I don't like
people.
DM.
Neither do I. She's awkward and weird.
She just doesn't.
Congrats to her, though.
But
you know, congrats to her being a strong cancer survivor. She's awesome.
Hats off.
Hats off to her. But
she annoys me.
She annoys me too. You know, sometimes it can only go so far. She annoys me as well.
Well, you know, I think it's worth a mention that our own Portland Real World, to the contestants, the reps from Portland are still in the game.
Jordan and Marlon.
Marlon's pretty funny.
They're my faves.
He's pretty funny and pretty bisexual, so he says, which is interesting.
And especially with his dad not being down with it, yet he just reps it. I love it.
Oh, wow. His dad's not down with it?
Did you watch the Portland Real World season?
Not the whole thing.
Okay, well, there you go.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, I heard it was a doozy at the end.
That's why I'm feeling it. Like, I'm behind them because I'm all about my Portland peeps.
I still have some on Vinny Bear.
So I hope that they make it to the end and take it far. And obviously, Johnny Bananas has always been a challenge.
The bobble thing is funny.
He's great.
It's hilarious.
Period, end of story. Frank's crazy. And he's happy. He better be happy that Bananas is on his side. But
all right. What's next on the agenda? The challenge.
You want to talk about a little bit of Netflix / Amazon Prime streaming.
Yes.
Now, what comes with this?
So, I always like to talk and read online about what's the newest thing on Netflix streaming to watch. Because I don't know about you guys, but I climb in bed with my lady. And with my iPad, I say, what should we watch tonight? And there's this new series that popped up on Netflix. It's a big chef. It's a celebrity chef alike. His name's David Chang, and he makes these like this Asian food. Ooh wee! This Asian food is so good. You guys gotta watch it. It's like 20-minute episodes. It's nothing. First one's about ramen. How he just loves ramen. It's basically this fat Asian guy who's really funny, who's not pretentious, and he goes around and eats Asian food. It's awesome. So watch it. Mind of a Chef. David Chang, Netflix. Okay, and you watched.
Well, but I'm gonna segue off of that. And we're big fans of Chopped.
Yeah.
On the Food Network.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's on Netflix or whatever.
Yeah.
But
no, I don't think so.
We're fans of. Do you watch Chopped?
Yeah. My one beef with Chopped is that the end, when someone wins, it's because they made a dessert. I don't really care about desserts.
It's the culmination. Kind of like American Pie.
Yeah.
Culmination. All three meals. It's not about their dessert. It's about the culmination. No.
I wish it didn't conclude with a dessert, if you will. This dessert just doesn't suit me. I just don't. Dessert doesn't do anything for me.
Well, guess what? A big guy, I love myself some dessert.
Yeah? What's your favorite dessert?
Oh, what's my favorite dessert? This sounds terrible because it's not really like a dish that you serve. It's in a bucket.
Yeah.
And it comes in 300.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking red vines,
oh,
people.
The red vines, yeah. That isn't what you considered. It would be interesting to see red vines on a Chopped episode.
Ooh, that would be great. You know? They can, whatever, fry it or blend it, whatever.
I wouldn't do anything to it because I hate dessert. I like chocolate and cream pie, though. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
What are you watching on Amazon Prime? Because you don't do Netflix?
Not much. I don't. We used to do Netflix, but with a couple of kids, we rarely watch TV in general. The only TV we do watch is mostly sporting events and challenge and a couple other things. But you know what I'm trying to catch up on and try to just kind of relive?
What?
It's a little old school. It's a little weird.
What?
The X-Files.
Oh, dude.
Dude.
Really?
Yes.
Damn.
I'm in like, over the past year and a half, I'm in like almost the fourth season of it.
Wow.
And it's awesome.
Yeah.
I freaking love it. I love that sci-fi stuff. I mean, not a lot of sci-fi stuff, but
yeah.
X-Files got me when I was young, so I wanted to kind of reprise that.
Yeah.
So I like Amazon Prime mostly because it's free. Well, I say it's free, but with Amazon, when you pay $75 a year,
yeah.
you get free shipping
and
all that stuff.
Yeah.
So it just comes with it. So we just watch movies there too. Like,
can I tell you something about X-Files, dude?
Bring it.
So my friends at work were like, dude, you've never seen all the X-Files? And I was like, no. And they're like, we'll bring you the first season on DVD.
You'll get it.
You can watch it. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. Dude, I caught straight nightmares. Yeah. I watched one episode a night. Well, dude, do you remember, I think it was the second episode about like the lizard guy and the walls?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Nightmares, man.
It through the vents?
Yeah,
ventilation system?
That was scary. It's got that 90s eerie thing
to
it, too.
I know, man. Totally. There's no cell phones. It was creepy.
There's only guns and ghosts.
Guns and ghosts and Scully and Mulder.
Do you believe, Kyle? Do you want to believe? I guess it's the question. I want to believe.
I do believe, and I do want to believe. I mean, come on. How do you not think that there's other people out there? I'm sorry. There's other people out there. Regardless if they've been here or not, there's other people out there.
If there's not, then, I mean,
we're super special.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why are we so excited?
Gold star.
We're sitting here talking to computers. Do you think the aliens out there in the universe are as narcissistic as this kind
of
podcast?
Seriously. Yeah. There's another Jordan and Kyle out there making a podcast.
I would hope so.
Making a podcast about their season of...
The alien challenge. alien chopped.
Alien chopped. Exactly.
What would an alien chopped episode look like? We don't even know.
It looks stupid.
That's the thing about sci-fi. Hey, did you see the trailer to the next Hunger Games movie?
Of course. Dude, what do I do?
It looks
I work in the movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
God, I love trailers.
That's
a,
hey, speaking of Hunger Games in the movies, that Hunger Games is on Amazon Prime for free right now.
To read?
To watch, dude.
Oh, it's on Netflix, too.
Well, I don't pay for it.
Oh, good. I don't either.
In your face.
I don't pay for... Dude, I use my mom's Netflix password.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do you want her password, too? You can watch Netflix. Okay, oh, I'll give it to you. Like they're all the same.
It's a revelation on the podcast.
I'm pretty sure we all share Netflix. I don't... I actually pay for my own HBO. The thing about Showtime is you can't watch it on any kind of apps, which is a bummer.
Well, I think it's on Stars and HBO.
No. What? Yeah. Showtime. No, Showtime.
I know, but I'm saying the movie channels. Those are the only ones that you could watch like on iPad or anything like that.
Well, they have so many good shows on Showtime that there should be an app. A Showtime app.
I agree.
All right. What's next on the agenda?
Well, I think we're skewing back towards the sports. And
are we?
It goes with pop culture, but it's really tackling the show on HBO, which is Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks, baby.
Now, here's why
I come from the school of Hard Knocks. I do. Anyway, I don't...
And a great song, Hard Knocks by Mark Broussard. Everybody check it out. Anyway, Hard Knocks has been awesome for the longest time. It started back, I think, back in 2001.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
When the Ravens, they did the Ravens post-Super Bowl.
Oh, wow.
When they won it back in 2000.
No, coming back to Netflix real quick, none of the past seasons of Hard Knocks are anywhere on streaming.
They should be. Exactly.
Okay.
So it went to the Ravens, and then it went to the Cowboys in like 03.
Yeah.
And then And then it took a hiatus. Yeah. Like it just kind of went away. And it came back with my Kansas City Chiefs. Do you remember this?
No, I didn't watch it.
In 2007.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, dude. It was the greatest.
And was it preseason?
They replay it. Yeah, of course. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
They replay it every year on NFL Network in the offseason.
Oh.
And it just relived that season and that offseason. It was so awesome. And of course, after that, it went like Bengals, Jets, Dolphins, you know, so on and so forth. Or, you know, Cowboys again.
No. This season, Bengals. Last season was Dolphins. And the one before that was the Jets. Because I started watching it when it was.
And before that was Bengals again. And before
I've never watched a Cowboys one. Anyways,
there was a Cowboys one. I'm just letting you know.
Yes.
And then the Chiefs. Yes. It was just awesome. We love the series. Anyway, so going to this year, they do the Bengals again, and it's underneath Marvin Lewis, the head coach who did the Hard Knocks a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. I mean, access they have is great to not only the veterans, but the coaching staff, their families, and the rookies that you'll never see again. They kind of they take these stories and they say, you know what? We're going to do stories about who's going to be a starter.
Yeah.
Who's going to be the funny guy. Who's going to barely make the roster and who's fighting just to show up on the playing field in preseason.
Yeah.
Who won't make the team. And so the
injuries and contracts and free agencies.
And cutting, like bringing a guy into the coach's office and talking about how
fire
to let you go.
Yeah.
It's pretty in depth and pretty cool. Like
I love that's what I like. I like the whole business aspect of it because it's just like they're talking about millions and millions and thousands of dollars. Money that, you know, unless this podcast gets picked up in syndication, I probably never see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like telling a guy with like three kids, like, oh, well, you're fired.
You're fired.
You suck.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot. And it's, and it's the same excuse every time. And it's not an excuse, but it's also like they're trying to be nice. Like,
it's the game.
Hey, man, it's just numbers game. You know, you've worked really hard, but, you know, we've got a lot of guys at your position, and we wanted to let you go early to make sure so you can catch on with another team. Yeah. Okay.
So what do you think is the best storyline of this season on Hard Knocks?
They've got a couple different good stories. I love the Margus Hunt, which is the guy from Estonia.
Yeah.
He's really great. He's going to make the team anyway. But he's hilarious. Yeah. Like, he kind of plays – he plays that into that mold of I'm this Terminator type – character, even though he's joking the whole time, but I think he's funny. I think they have a good time on that side of things. I loved kind of the awesome. I love seeing the coordinators. I love seeing Jay Gruden, who's John Gruden's
that's
brother.
What I was going to say. I like him the most.
Jay Gruden, who's John Gruden, if you guys know, listening, John Gruden is the head coach for the Raiders and Super Bowl winning champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but also the Monday night host. His younger brother, Jay Gruden, is the offensive coordinator for the Bengals. He's hilarious. He's exactly like him. Cusses like a sailor.
He's cooler than
John
Gruden, I think.
They're both
cooler.
They're both cool.
I think he's cooler. He's more genuine, I feel like.
Well, he's genuine because you get to see behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's a very cool look.
The last episode, there were some pumped up speeches. There were some speeches where they were yelling at those grown-ass men.
How about that?
Who could tear your face off.
How about that arm wrestling competition in the middle of the linebackers?
Yeah, that was all right.
I'm just saying, it was just cool.
I hate arm wrestling. I've never won an arm wrestling match in my life. So I don't like.
We digress.
Yeah.
We digress. But anyway, watch Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks.
It's on Tuesdays. Well, the last episode is next Tuesday. It's the season finale, and it's only six episodes.
Five episodes.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Five episodes. It kind of covers the entire training camp, preseason games, leading up to all the cuts up to the season starting. So
even chicks like it.
Even chicks like it. Exactly. Nikki watches it with me and my wife, and. It all started back in 07 when the Chiefs were on it, which was a year after when I worked there. So it was pretty cool because I got to see all the people that I worked with and all that stuff. Yeah, it was pretty cool. So
nice.
Hard Knocks, good for you.
Boom.
Awesome.
Get it.
And guess what? We're back to the segment where last podcast I had the most fun.
The rapid fire.
The rapid fire.
You ready for it again?
We're back to the rapid fire, and my man Jordan Curtis is going to just...
Pop culture rapid fire.
Pop culture slash sports.
Barely sports.
Barely sports, but if you want to go off on sports, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Rapid fire questions. I don't know where this is coming from. He just makes this up off the top of his head. I'll give one word to one sentence, if not a little bit more answers. And we'll go from there and maybe give you another man crush of the week and say goodnight.
Yeah.
So, okay. Jordan, go for it, man.
One. Two, three, go. One Tree Hill or Dawson's Creek?
Oh, my God. I'm going to go One Tree Hill because of Gavin DeGraw.
That's the reason?
I don't watch him. I just like Gavin DeGraw.
You should watch him. Netflix. Okay. Burger King or Dairy Queen?
Dairy Queen for the Blizzards.
McFlurry's or... Wendy's Frizos? No, what are they called?
Frosties?
Frosties.
Frosties. Frosties. All day. Yeah.
Okay, Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich or In-N-Out burger?
In-N-Out burger.
Really?
I'm not a spicy chicken sandwich guy.
Oregon, okay, do you like Seaside, Oregon or Lincoln City?
Seaside.
Seaside?
Seaside, all day.
Oh,
we just went there 2 weeks ago.
How was it?
It was awesome.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, with the kids, built sandcastles, played the little rollyball arcade-ness.
Yeah,
all day.
Okay.
Seaside.
I'm with that. Would you rather hang out in downtown Vancouver, Washington, or downtown Gresham, Oregon?
Vancouver.
That's a good choice. I've been to Vancouver.
Closer to home, once again.
Home. Would you rather own a motorhome or a boat?
Motorhome.
Nice.
All day.
All day?
Yes.
Do you hate...
I'll hang out with people who have boats.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Next, this is rapid fire. Would you rather blow money at a casino or at... a sporting event. Gambling.
Casino. Because you can do sports there.
Yeah. Go. Okay. All right. Would you rather hang out in Hawaii or Los Angeles?
Hawaii.
Obviously. Stupid question.
You could have said Mexico. Yeah. They're throwing it off.
Okay. All right. What's the best show on MTV of all time besides Real World, The Challenge, etc.?
Catfish.
Catfish.
We're into it right now.
Oh, nice.
Nick and I, yeah. Okay. Catfish.
What's your favorite show that has aired on FX besides
Can I say
the
VMAs?
Can I say the VMAs?
Okay.
That's not a series. Okay. Do you like The League more or Hard Knocks more?
Oh, my gosh.
Huh.
I'll go Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks?
I'll go Hard Knocks. Just because it's real. It's like, it's...
Yeah.
You can get more invested in it. You can get more invested in it.
Do you watch Sons of Anarchy?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't care.
Will you?
No.
Okay, you're losing out. Okay.
If you could go with somewhere with your wife tomorrow for a 3-day vacation, where would you go?
Just 3 days?
Yep.
Napa Valley.
Good answer. What is your favorite piece of... What do you like, fried chicken, or do you like chicken strips more? Fried chicken with the bone in.
Chicken strips.
Chicken strips? Good answer. Do you like... let's see. Where do you hate driving the most in your life?
Eugene.
Eugene?
Yes. Without a doubt.
When have you ever had to try to drive to Eugene?
Oh my God. Well, for games one, and in my first job, I had to drive there for job fairs, and it was absolutely terrible. Armpit of the earth. Go.
Wow. Actually, just so you know, this isn't a rapid fire, but whenever I visited Corvallis in college, I would always try to leave before the sun comes up because I never wanted to see what it looked like in Corvallis when the sun was up.
Because you were scared you'd want to stay.
Yeah.
I know.
Because you'd want to stay. I really want to stay. Okay. Hottest real world contestant of all time.
That's a great question. There's so many people I can't even...
Hottest right now, then.
Hottest right now.
You can think of rapid fire.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to come back to it. I can't.
Answer is Nani, obviously.
Oh, Nani's a good one. Nani's a good one. Nani's a good one. Okay.
Okay.
I'll go Nani.
Funniest Will Ferrell movie of all time. Rapid fire.
Step Brothers. The first thing that comes to my mind.
Funniest Ben Stiller movie of all time.
Oh, my God. Not many.
Dodgeball. What?
I'll go Dodgeball.
All of them is actually the answer.
Dude, yeah. Okay. Meh.
Yeah.
He's not a huge...
Lay's potato chips or Doritos?
Doritos all day.
Okay. What is your favorite item at Taco Bell?
The...
Rapid fire.
Before or after I got food poisoning?
Before and after.
Before and after. Before was the Crunchwrap Supreme.
Okay.
After would be the, what's that thing called? The Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
Cheesy, I've had those, not that good.
Yeah.
Anyways, would you rather swim in the Willamette River or take a dump in the Columbia River?
Swim in the Willamette.
Yeah, wrong answer. okay, would you rather burn a couch? Or
what?
Blow up a chair.
Blow up a chair. That sounds fun.
So does burning a couch, though, doesn't it?
No, I'd like to see something explode.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you rather get a hole-in-one on a golf course or slam dunk a ball in a game that people are watching?
Wow.
Yeah.
Great question.
Rapid fire.
Okay. Hole-in-one.
Hole-in-one. Good answer. How many times have you played golf? Your life.
Full 18, 9, what?
Yeah, 9 holes.
9 holes, 30 times.
Oh, really?
A lot when I was younger.
Oh, okay, I'm with that.
Yeah.
Okay, if you lost your job tomorrow and you had to work at a fast food restaurant, where would you work?
I would work at...
Burgerville.
Five Guys.
Five Guys? Answer is Burgerville because they have good benefits.
Yeah. They do?
Yeah, they have really good benefits.
I don't know. Starbucks have good benefits, too.
No, that's not fast food. That's coffee. How often do you go to Starbucks?
Never.
What's your favorite thing at Starbucks?
Ice water.
Cinnamon swirl coffee cake is the right answer to that one. Okay. Would you rather play a game of soccer or a game of tennis? 3 sets in tennis.
Soccer.
Soccer? Were you a better... track player or a football player in high school?
Football. Come on.
Did you like being an offensive lineman or defensive lineman more?
Defensive lineman.
Why?
You get to kill people.
Do you remember how many sacks you had in high school?
No, I don't.
Do you wish you knew? The answer is obviously I wish I knew.
I wish I knew, but it probably wasn't a lot. I was more of a... I probably have eight sacks.
8 sacks. That's good enough for me.
8 sacks.
That's 8 more than I had. Okay, last question. Would you rather die of hypothermia or a heat stroke?
Hypothermia, because I love being cold.
That's right. Boom, me too. That's it for the fire. There we go. Bam. next situation.
Oh, that was awesome. Anyway,
That was awesome.
Feel free to, if you have any rapid fires for Kyle, put them on the Facebook comments.
Put them on Facebook. Yeah. I will respond as fast as I see them. As fast as I see them.
You do have an iPhone 5, don't you?
I got an iPhone. That's all that matters.
Oh, okay.
4S.
Oh, you do?
Nice. Not a 5. So
I don't have a 5 either. Chelsea.
Anyway.
Yeah. Next topic on the conversation.
Oh, guess what the next topic is.
Ooh.
The man.
Oh.
Crush.
Of the week?
Check
out. Oh.
I'll go first this time, since last time I believe you went first.
Yes.
My pop culture man crush of the week.
Yeah?
If you saw the VMAs, sir.
Oh, God.
Did you see Justin Timberlake?
I did.
Yes. I'm sorry.
I see him.
I love me some JT, especially when he puts on a show like that. When he okay, who at an award show performs
Beyonce.
For 15 to 20 minutes.
Beyonce.
No, she didn't perform for 15 to 20 minutes. Brings back the boy band that made him. Puts on a flippin' show. No, you're making stuff up. No.
Destiny's Child came up with Beyonce not so long ago.
Oh, for the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for the Super Bowl. Whatever. I this is the VMAs. Okay, stop it. Justin Timberlake was amazing. He did all of his number one hits. He's hilarious. I don't know if you guys watch him either on SNL on the 5 times that he's been on SNL, but also Justin Timberweek on Jimmy Fallon. Him and Jimmy Fallon, they're hilarious. He's amazing. I think, whatever. Crushing the living crap on Justin Timberlake. If you all don't like it, go, you know what.
Mother Lover is one of the funniest.
Thank you. Thank
Mother
you.
Mother Lover is really funny.
He's got Mother Lover, Dick in a Box, and Three-Way.
Oh.
Three-Way with Lady Gaga.
So funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake is my man crush of the week.
Yeah.
Sir, what is yours?
Man, I guess I'm going to have to... Now I'm starting to think about Mother Lover and Three-Way.
Are we going
to
double?
Dude, that stuff is so funny. I don't know. Okay, I got a different one, though. And this is another food celebrity, if you will. But there's this guy that I started... I started watching on YouTube a long time ago. It's this big, fat, black guy called Big Dame. And he does food reviews from his car.
He's
so funny. And he just got his own show on Travel Channel.
He's
legit. And he came to Portland.
Big Dame, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Big Dame.
Ooh-wee.
He's so funny. The show's named Best Dame Takeout. It's really funny. And he just reviews food from his car. It's hilarious.
Big Guys, Burgers and Fries.
Yeah.
That's the one you sent me.
Yeah, the Five Guys, Burgers and Fries. Yeah. We'll post that on the Facebook page. So
it's
funny.
Big Dame, Five Guys, Burgers and Fries.
Travel Channel.
Ooh-wee. Put it in the air.
Man crush the week. No problem.
All right. Justin Timberlake, Big Dame.
Dame drops.
Good for you guys.
Thank you. Good job to them.
And you know what? Good for us. Part 2. Has come to an end.
Is it already over?
The first pop culture
sports on tap.
If you will.
Yeah, we're stretching.
Anyway,
it was good shit.
Anyway, it was fun, man. I appreciate
you, dude, giving
me some time to come over and. Having a great time, man.
Yeah, dude.
Well, not one, but two parts.
I hope they enjoy it.
To sports on tap, sports pop culture on tap, baby. And I hope to be here again. You will be.
All right.
We'll do this again. Everybody, thank you for listening. Please spread the word and feel free to write questions in, text questions in.
Feedback is always welcome here at Sports on Tap.
Negative or positive.
Not negative.
Hey. We're looking to improve / giving two craps about what you say. So,
all right, cool.
I'll talk to you guys
later. And the way that we end the show is?
You're welcome.
You're welcome. See you.
Check out. Say all day, every day, every day.